Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. In 2018, the Milwaukee Public Museum announced its plans to build and move to a new facility. The current space MPM has occupied for more than 50 years can no longer meet the needs for storage and exhibits. Betty Brin Children's Museum also has a similar problem. They've been in a space right on the lakefront since 1995 that was never meant to be a museum. This month, both museums' board of directors agreed to create an alliance between the Milwaukee Public Museum and Betty Brin's to co-locate under the same new roof. To find out more about this recent agreement, I'm joined by Betty Brin Executive Director Brian King and Milwaukee Public Museum President and CEO Dr. Ellen Senske. Senske starts by explaining the groundwork.
Yeah, it's actually been in the works for quite a while, though the really intense part of negotiations took place all during COVID-19, but it's something that we've been, as this community knows, on a quest for a new building, and Betty Brin is also looking for new space or will be in the future, and so it just made sense to sit down and discuss whether this was a good thing for both institutions.
And both institutions right now have very unique locations, especially Brian, where you're at Betty Brin, right at the lakefront in a unique space as well. So when it came to deciding to co-locate with the Milwaukee Public Museum, already kind of looking into this and what their needs are, does having Betty Brin Museum in the works of this now significantly alter the needs the new space will have to meet?
Well, I don't know that it's a significant alteration. When you're already building a relatively significant structure, adding on what would be necessary for our museum is definitely added size and cost, but there are economies of scale once a project's already in motion. So, and for us, we're very excited about this opportunity because while we do have a unique location, beautiful location here on the lakefront, we're in a space that was never designed to be a children's museum. That's really smaller than we would like it to be. It has an odd layout, and to be able to design from scratch is extremely exciting for us as it is for the public museum.
And outside of just the new possibilities, how would this new location benefit both the Betty Brin and Milwaukee Public Museum, you know, more so from a logistic and a business standpoint? I imagine it's easier to run two places under one roof and consolidate some of the things that commonly ail budgets.
Yeah, I think that those are all the things that we've yet to determine. So what we've determined is that we want to be under one roof, that we think it's really the right thing to do for the community. It enhances both of us to be able to have people walk into one space that has two separate offerings. But we're still early in this process, and we've yet to determine what that means in terms of us being both in the same space.
Overall, do you think it'll just help the longevity of both institutions at a basic level?
I think so. Yeah, I think that this is very good for both institutions down the road. And, you know, we found in our conversations that we have points of intersection that make this, you know, potential synergies that make this really an attractive concept for us to be under the same roof as two separate museums. And we think that will pay dividends down the road.
What would you say to people who may commonly think at first that museums are each other's competition?
We don't view it as competition. We view it as the ability to collaborate, to bring in more people, to co-equally share the resources. And so we think that this being under one roof just gives people so many more options. Families aren't all one age. Families have kids that can range from 2 to 10. And so that allows families to come in and be able to partake in both institutions and have a great time in this one campus.
And from the beginning, when Ellen and I first met and started talking, it was clear that we both believed that what's good for cultural institutions in Milwaukee is good for cultural institutions in Milwaukee. And we see this not in terms of competition, but we come from a, a place where building up any one cultural institution is just good for us. It's good for us all.
So being a Milwaukee native, I've enjoyed both museums throughout my life. And Brian, I'm seeing you. You're at Betty Brin right now over Zoom. And, you know, it's before pandemic, but I took my nieces and nephews there with the whole family. And same thing with the public museum. So what are some signature spaces that people have always associated with your organizations and enjoyed that, you know, given that the details aren't ironed out yet, but that you plan to rehome successfully at the new space? Because you're kind of having to balance nostalgia with the modern tools and needs that you'll have access to in creating a space.
You know, I mean, I guess I would say that for the Milwaukee Public Museum, there is nothing that will go over intact because the amount of space will be less space for us for the exhibits. But what we are bringing over will be reimagined to make it much more modern because we're developing an exhibit not for this generation, but for future generations. And so we have to look to what do future generations need and want. And so this will be reimagined, and you will, I hope when you walk in, you'll say, oh, I remember that, but maybe not exactly that. You know, what I like to say about MPM is throughout our time, and this home will not be our second home, it will be our fourth home. So we have moved before and we have successfully moved before. What we have shown is that each step when we move into a new place, we've been cutting edge and look to the future, not to the past. We use the past to inform that future, but we've looked to see what is the need in the future for the museum. So I think that people will be excited and surprised by how we will be reimagining.
We're looking forward to creating a space that is modular, that can be reinvented as the world goes and you want to try out some new concepts. But that being said, a lot of what we do at its core doesn't necessarily change because we're all about inspiring children to wonder and explore their world through play and innovative hands-on learning experiences. And that we will bring to the new museum and things like our hometown, which is one of the most iconic parts of our museum, which is a miniaturized Milwaukee community in many ways, where roles get reversed, kids are in charge, they do the shopping, they fix the car, they deliver the mail. Some version of that for sure is coming with us.
And Ellen, with the museum, you know, a lot we don't see is in storage. And I know there's a need for a new space is being able to share and rotate what's in storage. How are you imagining that is helping to shape the new modern exhibits that you want to do?
So first of all, I want to say when we say storage, we need to understand that our collections, the bulk of them are not in storage. They're actually research collections that are being utilized by our own researchers and researchers across the world. That is actually about 3.2 million of the 4 million objects are research collections that we would not put on display because the value is in what they help us to understand about the world that we live in. The other collections, I should say, are also our anthropology collections, which then we add another 300,000 or so to that. They really are also research collections too and actively used. So the way we will be operating with the collections is those that can be changed out, we will be changing out. But we also, the big key thing for this new future museum is to really, what I say is turn the museum inside out, which is to make that research and those collections much more obvious to the public. So if you ask me, how are we going to do that? We don't have that exactly worked out yet, but it's really to make people much more engaged with what's going on behind the scenes than they are able to do right now.
And Brian, as you mentioned, it's a, you know, the hands-on learning for younger children. What are you most excited about in being able to kind of reimagine and not be limited to the space you currently hold?
I'm most excited about having a bit more freedom to design experiences that are not as space limited, that can unleash kids a little bit. It's a little hard for us to do that right now. And we're also hoping that there'll be some verticality that we can work with a little bit more, because one of the really fun things to do in children's museums is to create an environment where kids feel the urge to take smart risks, because that's where a lot of their sense of self gets developed. And they're obviously safe risks in a children's museum, but they don't necessarily appear that way to a four-year-old or five-year-old. And having a bit more space to design that experience is really exciting for us.
So the agreement has been made. What are the next steps at, you know, and your approximate timeline? Obviously, so much is unknown right now, but what are you generally moving towards right now?
So we will be over the next 6 months really defining what does this really look like and getting into the nitty gritty of that. And we won't be heading into design in terms of a building until sometime hopefully in the next year. So we are still in those early stages of getting everything lined up, but it is moving along. But we, even in the best case scenario, we will not be opening this new building until 25, 26. And that's with everything going right, because these are complicated projects to pull together, because it's not just building a building, but it's also putting inside that building what is our mission and making sure that that's done right. So in the short term, it's getting this really solidified so we really know what it is, and then continuing to work towards that, being under that one roof.
And Brian, anything for you to add to that?
I would add that the timing of all of this does afford us some interesting opportunities. And we're in these relatively early stages in the midst of a global pandemic. It's entirely possible that it's not the last one that we'll ever experience. And we will be designing and building a museum with a lot better information and with a lot more attention to design for what a museum of the future should look like, particularly if we have to take some, you know, pandemic type things into consideration. And our timeline allows us to really to benefit from that, from the architects and the designers and the collective hive out there as it generates new ideas. So I think that's really beneficial to both of our organizations down the road. And I'm excited to be able to do that. It's not like we were fully, you know, three quarters designed and then had to say, wait a minute, let's pump the brakes and rethink things because of this thing called COVID.
Brian King is the executive director of the Betty Brin Children's Museum, and Dr. Ellen Sensky is the president and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum.